So, Stuart, first of all, then let's talk about injuries then. Any others to contend with ahead of the trip to Burnley?
No, just Reader. Reader's got a bit of a groin problem. He had a scan yesterday, so we're just waiting on the results of that. But speaking to Reader, he just thinks he's got a 50-50 chance of playing on Saturday, which is good for us. And apart from that, nobody else. Had a couple come out of the treatment room and got back onto the training pitches, Ayeta, Taylor and Coke. So suddenly I'm going to have problems selecting the team because I've got too many to choose from.
Right, so of those three then, how many are in contention for Saturday then?
No, none of the three. It's too early. It's just back in full training. We've got a development game on Monday, so hopefully some of them can take part in that as well.
That's good news. Having all those problems, particularly in one area of the team, now you're quite flush in that area.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it just shows how it works out. The pleasing thing, like I said, nobody wants to be injured. Nobody wants to be in that treatment room. It's part and parcel of any football club. You do have injuries as such. It seems a crazy one for us at the minute. The amount of centre-halves that we've had injured, they're normally tough, big, strong lads as such. But they've all been contact injuries. They haven't been soft tissue injuries or anything like that. But like I said, the pleasing thing is they're back out on the training pitch, so fingers crossed they'll stay out there. And like I say, it gives me a bit of a selection problem.
Do you have a kind of idea as to when they may well be ready for selection? A couple of weeks maybe?
Well, you never know, because again, we're going to Burnley on Saturday. If fingers crossed we don't pick up any injuries there. No, at the end of the day, the good thing is the modern-day players are normally quite fit. It's just getting up to match in tempo as such. As we've seen when we've had to bring lads in from the Glenn Leuvens and the Roger Johnsons who hadn't played much games, we're having to get them fit in games. But like I say, we've got a fitness coach who batters them, who'll get them up to speed as well.
Are you looking to make a change or two for this weekend? Presumably Connor's back and available.
Yeah, Connor's back and available. Obviously, we've got Kirky, probably will come back in as well. And obviously, we've got Gucci as well that's up for selection. So, again, I'll just see. We've trained well today. Like I say, we'll just wait on Reader as well, probably to the last minute as well.
You've had a good look at Onyewu then over the past couple of days. Why did you want to bring him in?
Well, because we were thin on the ground regarding...
In particularly, though.
Well, again, it's just his qualities. Speaking to Harry and speaking to Kevin Bond and obviously speaking to Stuart Holden, who we had here, spoke very, very highly of him. At the end of the day, it's again, you can watch any video or whatever, but you need to actually speak to people that have worked with these individuals as well. So they were very complimentary about him as well.
And I wonder how significant it is that you've got a player here for whom it is a big year. He's not played much, and in 6 months' time, he'll want to be playing for the USA.
Well, we've got a hungry player. That's the most important thing. A hungry player wants to be in the team. But again, it's bringing competition in for other players to look over the shoulder and think, well, hang on a minute, if I don't pull my weight, I'll be out of the team because somebody's there waiting to take my place.
How match ready is he? I mean, obviously he's not played a great deal for various different reasons in the last 3 years and the moves that he's had. So how sort of up to speed is he?
Well, he must be up to speed because he was on the bench for QPR against Everton away in the FA Cup, the last round of the Cup. So obviously Harry thought he was fit enough. And again, he missed out, unfortunately, at QPR because of the amount of good quality centre-halves they had in the team. Hill, Dunn and Anua. So at this moment in time, he needs to get out and play. So the pleasing thing for us is for Sheffield Wednesday, we're getting a player that's very, very hungry because, again, he's got that carrot to go for. He wants to get a World Cup place.
Loans. Has anything progressed at all in the search for a striker?
Well, we've missed out on a couple, if you see what's been going on in the Championship as such. But again, we've got other ones that we're just waiting for them boys to say, yes, we want to do it. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with bringing players in, you're dealing with agents that are probably touting their players around at other football clubs. At this moment in time, on the back of a 6-0 win, a good performance live on TV, we seem a better prospect than we were when a couple of weeks ago when we were in the bottom three. So fingers crossed, nothing will probably happen before Saturday's game, but hopefully before the Rochdale tie.
How high up on your wanted list is Fryett and potentially getting him back here?
Well, we know Matty. We've worked with Matty and the supporters know Matty and they know what he can do. He can score goals. But again, he's not our player. You're having to rely on other clubs to do you a favour as such. Again, once a team gets a player on, it's a domino effect. It's a knock-on effect that we might be able to get him in. So it's just a case of chipping away. And so We just want these Premier League clubs to do their business pretty, pretty quickly so we can get these players in.
Well, that's part of the reason why I ask about him, because Hull have done a deal this week already and one is pending, we're told, for Long. So does that help you if you're trying to get Fryett back down here?
Well, it's not just Matty, it's just it's any club really. Once they get their players in, and obviously they've got then far too many players for that one position. They can't keep all the players happy, but we can give the opportunity to a player to keep the club happy that he's getting football, as we've proven with Connor, as we've proven with Matty before.
Speculation always at this time. Leroy Leiter, is he on your list?
No, Leroy's not, no.
What about Manchester City? We know the sort of connections here, higher up the food chain from previous lives elsewhere. Are you looking at players over there? And again, the rumour mill, Cole, the young player at Manchester City?
No, again, we've got a good relationship with Manchester City, both last season and this season. I will only bring football players into this football club that's going to improve us and be better than the ones we've got at this moment in time. Is I just think we're just going into this stage of the season that we probably need players with a bit of experience that know the league and that obviously the demands that are required of them playing in the Championship. In an ideal world, we'd love to bring some younger players in and develop them, but I don't think at this moment in time we're in a position in the league to do that. We just need, like I say, keep putting points on in threes and shoot up the league as quickly as we can.
You've obviously got Onyewu defensively. Is the striker now the resounding priority, or are you looking at elsewhere in the team as well?
Well, you can't always get them in order that you want to get them in. And like I said, I think I've gone on record that I'd love to bring two strikers in just again to keep that competition. Last thing I'm going to do is lose Connor. But the most important thing is the business end of the pitch, scoring goals. There was a slight worry that we weren't doing that, but we can't complain the last sort of three games that we've got 12 goals at home. So, but again, we do know that it's going to be games where we're maybe not creating as many chances, and that's where you need to be clinical in front of goal, and that's why the type of players that we're looking at that might be a 1-in-2 or a 1-in-3 chance man that can get the goals for us.
Is there any kind of idea as to what's going to happen with Wickham beyond the end of this spell that he's under right now?
Well, again, Connor's with us till the Millwall game, and we'll be in dialogue with Gus Poyet and Sunderland wanting to extend it. And as it shows that Connor's really enjoying his football, full of confidence, going out on the pitch. It's amazing transformation, that the type of player that we had last season, Connor, to this one that we've got this season. He's full of confidence, thinks he's going to score every game. And hopefully he'll do that against Burnley on Saturday.
Have Sunderland said anything or given any feedback as to what they might like to do, or is it just they're keeping their options open right now?
Well, again, I think Connor's down the pecking order as such, so the pleasing thing is they've allowed him to come out and get his football. And one thing they do know, if they do call him back, they've got a match-fit centre-forward who's scoring full of confidence. So, now that we're, like I say, we're in dialogue. I think Connor wants to stay here. But again, I'm not in control of other teams. If they want to make a bid to Sunderland to make it permanent, I don't know what the valuation they've got on Connor as such, but we're enjoying him having him here, and he's enjoyed being here as well.
So, your future. I know we sort of joked about this prior to actually starting the interview, but the situation gets better in terms of results and the status quo has not changed. So have you had any further talks with Milan about what's next, what his thinking is, whether that deal is there?
Well, we obviously had the cup tie the other night against Macclesfield. He's delighted that we've got through. We've got a difficult tie going to Rochdale. But again, my brief at the moment is just to get the team ready for the Burnley game. I haven't had any conversations regarding the manager's job with the chairman as such. But at the end of the day, I'm not in control of that again. All I'm in control of is getting the team ready, getting 3 points on Saturday at Burnley, getting through the next round of the FA Cup until told different. You'd have to ask the chairman that question.
I suppose this one would be one for him as well. But why do you think that he's not giving you the job?
No idea. At the end of the day, he's probably thinking at this moment in time, things are going well. Could have anybody come in at this moment in time done a better job? I don't know. You'd have to ask him the question. I think, like I say, he's probably just thinking at the moment, he's buying him a little bit of time or whatever. I don't know. You'll have to ask him that question.
In terms of the actual status of it, how important is it? Because you're in charge of the team, everyone knows that, and the team are ticking along nicely right now. That extra sort of bit of paper that says, well, you're the manager full-time, right now, how important is that?
Well, you've just hit the nail on the head. At the end of the day, he had the confidence in me to ask me to take over the team, obviously, when Dave's left. The players, my brief was to get out the bottom three. The brief was to keep clean sheets. Brief was to score more goals. So I'm doing that. There comes a time when suddenly he's got a decision to make whether I am the right man for the job or whatever he wants to do. At the end of the day, like I say, is that the players have responded. They deserve all the credit. At this moment in time, it's not broken. It's going quite well. But things can change very, very quickly in football. But my effort and focus now is getting 3 points at Burnley on Saturday.
To get the team up to where they are right now, is the one kind of key thing that you've been able to do that has enabled the players to get to this stage?
No, I just think at the end of the day is the good players that we had at the start of the season are now starting to play well. I think the players, the 11 that I'm putting out there, you can trust. They're actually putting an unbelievable effort and commitment in, which that's the first and foremost they should be doing anyway. And like I say, we look a solid team. We've kept clean sheets now. We look a very, very good team that are hard to be beaten, hard to be broken down. But we also look like we can score goals as well.
Burnley then, next, a club you know very well. Of the current crop, are you surprised they've sustained their lofty position in the Championship?
Well, you asked me earlier what's the most important thing, and it's forwards, and you look at their two forwards that are banging goals in for fun. And again, I think Burnley's probably just a bit similar to us. The two banks of four, very solid, but they've got two quality lads up front, so it's going to be a game where my back four and keeper have got to be fully at it because we've got to keep them quiet. If we can keep them too quiet, I've got every good faith that we're going to win the game.
There has always been this perception from the outside, and I dare say they've used it as motivation, that everyone's expecting that bubble to burst, and 6 months, 7 months into the season, it hasn't yet.
Well, it doesn't. Again, I'm not privy to all the games, but I would imagine some games they've been battered and they've nicked a game 1-0 with the quality of the forwards. I think the boy Ings has got 21 goals. I wouldn't be disappointed if somebody came in with a bid and they accepted it before Saturday's game as such. But it won't be Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah, but
stop that rumour now.
No, so you can stop that rumour. No, again, Sean Dyche has done very well with them. They're a solid, strong side. Done very, very well at home and scoring goals. Probably Sean would be asking the same question. We need to be sharing the goals out amongst the other lads as such. Bit like I was asking at this moment in time. We've got McGolman now starting to score goals. JJ, even Atty's scored as well. Reed is scoring goals. So the pleasing thing is, again, like I say, it'll be a good game. Open game. And if we can keep them too quiet, like I say, I've got every confidence we'll get a good result there.
To see the team scoring the volume of goals that they are doing, how much heart does that give you for the remainder of the campaign?
Well, we know it's in them. That's the thing. That's that I can use that as a tool to say, look, wait. Not many teams are going to put six past Leeds and play the way we did as such. We put two against Blackpool. But we're away from home. We need to start converting our home form into the away form. And the disappointing thing that just bugbears me at the minute is that the game we dominated at Charlton, we created chance after chance. We just couldn't get that second goal. Again, that's been our Achilles heel at times, is getting the second goal to kill the teams off as such. So that's why it's important that we've got to keep clean sheets at the back as well.
You were there. How different a club are they now to then?
Well, the Premier League when I was there, and obviously they probably had a bigger squad than what they've got at the minute. I think Sean's again asking the same players to go week in, week out. Fantastic football club, well supported, some great people behind the scenes as such. But I'm hopefully going there and getting one over on them on Saturday.